Proverbs 26. Like snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow, like a darting swallow, so the undeserved curse doesn't come to rest. A whip is for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Don't answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. One who sends a message by the hand of a fool is cutting off feet and drinking violence. Like the legs of the lame that hang loose, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As one who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush that goes into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As an archer who wounds all, so is he who hires a fool, or he who hires those who pass by. As a dog that returns to his vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, "There is a lion in the road, a fierce lion roams the streets." As the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer with discretion. Like one who grabs a dog's ears is one who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own. Like a madman who shoots torches, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "Am I not joking?" For lack of wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As coals are to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts. Like silver dross on an earthen vessel are the lips of a fervent one with an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but he harbors evil in his heart. When his speech is charming, don't believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit shall fall into it. Whoever rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Proverbs 27. Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand is a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is overwhelming, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. The wounds of a friend are faithful, although the kisses of an enemy are profuse. A full soul loathes a honeycomb, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, so does earnest counsel from a man's friend. Don't forsake your friend and your father's friend. Don't go to your brother's house in the day of your disaster. A neighbor who is near is better than a distant brother. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer my tormentor. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. Take his garment when he puts up collateral for a stranger. Hold it for a wayward woman. He who blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse by him. A continual dripping on a rainy day and a contentious wife are alike. Restraining her is like restraining the wind or like grasping oil in his right hand. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens his friend's countenance. Whoever tends the fig tree shall eat its fruit. He who looks after his master shall be honored. Like water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and a man's eyes are never satisfied. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but man is refined by his praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with grain, yet his foolishness will not be removed from him. Know well the state of your flocks, and pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does the crown endure to all generations. The hay is removed, and the new growth appears. The grasses of the hills are gathered in. The lambs are for your clothing, and the goats are the price of a field. There will be plenty of goat's milk for your food, for your family's food, and for the nourishment of your servant girls. Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. In rebellion, a land has many rulers, but order is maintained by a man of understanding and knowledge. A needy man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law contend with them. Evil men don't understand justice, but those who seek Yahweh understand it fully. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his ways and he is rich. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he who is a companion of gluttons shames his father. He who increases his wealth by excessive interest gathers it for one who has pity on the poor. He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. He who conceals his sins doesn't prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the man who always fears, but one who hardens his heart falls into trouble. As a roaring lion or a charging bear, so is a wicked ruler over helpless people. A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment. One who hates ill-gotten gain will have long days. A man who is tormented by blood guilt will be a fugitive until death. No one will support him. Whoever walks blamelessly is kept safe, but one who with perverse ways will fall suddenly. One who works his land will have an abundance of food, but one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. A faithful man is rich with blessings, but one who is eager to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a man will do wrong for a piece of bread. A stingy man hurries after riches and doesn't know that poverty waits for him. One who rebukes a man will afterward find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, "It's not wrong," is a partner with a destroyer. One who is greedy stirs up strife, but one who trusts in Yahweh will prosper. One who trusts in himself is a fool, but one who walks in wisdom is kept safe. One who gives to the poor has no lack, but one who closes his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous thrive. Proverbs 29. He who is often rebuked and stiffens his neck will be destroyed suddenly with no remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. The king by justice makes the land stable, but he who takes bribes tears it down. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil man is snared by his sin, but the righteous can sing and be glad. The righteous care about justice for the poor. The wicked aren't concerned about knowledge. Mockers stir up a city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man goes to court with a foolish man, the fool rages or scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate a man of integrity, and they seek the life of the upright. A fool vents all of his anger, but a wise man brings himself under control. If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials are wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. Yahweh gives sight to the eyes of both. The king who fairly judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod of correction gives wisdom, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, sin increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son, and he will give you peace. Yes, he will bring delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but one who keeps the law is blessed. A servant can't be corrected by words. Though he understands, yet he will not respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who pampers his servant from youth will have him become a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a wrathful man abounds in sin. A man's pride brings him low, but one of lowly spirit gains honor. Whoever is an accomplice of a thief is an enemy of his own soul. He takes an oath but dares not testify. The fear of man proves to be a snare, but whoever puts his trust in Yahweh is kept safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but a man's justice comes from Yahweh. A dishonest man detests the righteous, and the upright in their ways detest the wicked. Proverbs 30. The words of Agur, the son of Jakeh, the revelation. The man says to Ithiel and Ukal, "Surely I am the most ignorant man and don't have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, neither do I have the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended up into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Don't you add to his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. Two things I have asked of you. Don't deny me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full, deny you, and say, 'Who is Yahweh?' Or lest I be poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Don't slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and doesn't bless their mother. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, yet are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes! Their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and their jaws like knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that don't say enough: Sheol, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire that doesn't say enough. The eye that mocks at his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out. The young eagles shall eat it. There are three things which are too amazing for me, four which I don't understand: the way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the middle of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. So is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, 'I have done nothing wrong.' For three things the earth trembles, and under four it can't bear up: for a servant when he is king, a fool when he is filled with food, for an unloved woman when she is married, and a servant who is heir to her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not a strong people, yet they provide their food in the summer. The hyraxes are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they advance in ranks. You can catch a lizard with your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. There are three things which are stately in their march, four which are stately in going: the lion, which is mightiest among animals and doesn't turn away for any, the greyhound, the male goat, and the king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, put your hand over your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, and the wringing of the nose produces blood, so the forcing of wrath produces strife.